When it comes to water and how we use it around Arizona, two of the more criticized locations are golf courses and swimming pools. In a desert area, why would we devote a precious resource to these seemingly less important activities? A new study featuring data from Phoenix, Glendale, and Gilbert looked into how single-family homes use water. One of the conclusions is that swimming pools are using a lot less water in our scorching summers than is presumed. Arizona Republic Digital Opinions editor Joanna Allhands wrote about that and is with me to talk about it. Joanna, the study used a variety of homes that would typify what's available around the valley to get the data. What are the specifics about that data collection should we know about?
They did a lot of different ways of collecting the data, but in particular, they had these little data loggers that they put on the tap. And so it was able to tell sort of like where water was being used. So this is real-time, real-world data of how real single-family homes are using water in the metro area. And it came up with some really interesting conclusions.
Yeah, so certainly we're not going to talk about golf courses because we're talking about single-family homes here. But sure. The other thing that often comes up, swimming pools and how much water they use, how much evaporates. So compare what's going on in the backyard and maybe other things outside the house, and then we'll go inside the house.
So, and we've known this for a long time, that most of the water use that happens in homes is outside. It's not inside. And so that part was just confirmed. It was about 65%. And I should say that these readings are for the summer. So this is the peak time when you're going to be using the most amount of water. About 65% was used outdoors. What they found, though, is that pools, in terms of like the amount of water that you're actually putting into a pool each day, it's about 14 gallons. That's a fraction of the 260 some odd gallons that you use everywhere else outside in your home. And so most of that's going to your landscaping, depending on how intensive your landscaping is. That's probably grass, you know, all of your other plants, all that kind of stuff. But really, in terms of when you look at everything, the pool uses a lot less water even than some of the things indoors, like your toilet and your shower and your faucet. So it was surprising. I actually had to call twice and be like, wait, am I reading this right? To the folks in the study, like, is this really true?
There was an interesting line in your piece. The homes that were actually built in the 60s and 70s were actually using water more efficiently than those in the 80s and 90s because
they've been renovated. And so what's interesting, I think, that this shows is that we are using a lot less water. We're using less water outside and inside, which is great news. But it's not necessarily because people are saying, you know, they wake up in the morning and go, you know what, I need to figure out ways to use less water. It's because we're moving into homes that, as they're getting newer, they're moving into smaller lots. So, you know, there's less stuff to water. So you're using less water outdoors, you know, less room for a pool. So there's less water there. But then also indoors, as we have gone on, appliances, the run-of-the-mill appliances that you buy in a store now are more efficient than the appliances that you probably had in your home when it was built. And so it's not necessarily that people are going and saying, oh, I want to go buy a new appliance because I want to use less water. Yeah. It's because, oh, my dishwasher broke and I need a new one. And it just so happens that that one happens to be less or more efficient than what you had in your house before.
Since we're focused on three cities, Phoenix, Glendale, and Gilbert, is there a feeling at this point that almost every Valley city, though they have their own policies, are sort of in sync? They're all sort of the same in terms of their approach and their technology innovation, that kind of thing?
Well, that was the interesting thing about this, is that even though you had three different cities that have very different, I mean, you know, Phoenix has a very different demographic than Glendale, than Gilbert. But what was interesting about the study is that the indoor water use varied almost none. And the outdoor water use, it did vary a little bit more in Gilbert because they tend to have a little bit larger lot and more intensive landscaping type stuff in Gilbert than in the other two cities. But even with that, there weren't that huge of differences in the water use between the three cities. And so that's really interesting because they all have three different water rate structures. They all have different incentive programs or not. They have, you know, different conservation outreaches. They're all similar, I would say, probably in their approach, but they are different programs. And yet, even with all of that into consideration, people are still kind of doing what they're doing.
Does it give us more insight beyond just these three cities?
I think, yeah, because they used, In the terms of single-family homes, mm-hmm. yes. They use sort of a representative sample. So I think you can kind of take this data and extrapolate it across the valley. And it's they used a representative sample and a large enough sample that it should be, you know, it should be the same. One thing that we don't know yet, and we actually don't know very much about this at all, is how do multifamily units use water, and how does industrial use water? And industrial is actually kind of a misleading thing because everybody thinks like, oh, factories, and yeah, but really it's actually in, it's a lot of other things like how do golf courses use water? How do, you know, big parks? How do schools? All of that kind of stuff sort of gets somewhat lumped into industrial. Well, schools don't, but golf courses especially, that's a big one in industrial. And the thing is that we really don't have a ton of really good real world, this is how we're doing it kind of data. And so I think those are going to be really important. The multifamily one I think is going to be really important because a lot of the single family homes that we have that are, especially the really, really new ones, are starting to mimic the multifamily stuff because they have such small lots and there's really sort of this common area among the houses. So how do those homes use water differently than, say, you know, your typical, you know, house with a pool in the backyard and that kind of thing? So that'll be a really instructive survey. They're planning on working on these over the next couple of years. It's going to take some time to gather all this data. So we're not going to know. And that's the problem because we actually really need this data like yesterday, you know, to make decisions that we're facing. But at least it's in the works. They're planning on it. And I think that's going to be really instructive.
Joanna Allhands is digital opinions editor for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Always nice to see you. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.